Cowboys joining us on the Ticket Hotline to talk about his team's win over the Lions and the big Thanksgiving Day game here in a couple days. It's Jerry Jones. Hey, morning, Jerry.
Morning. Good morning, man.
Morning. How are you?
Well, we are certainly very pleased with Jason. The Strawberry Hope has secured us two W's, and we're very happy about that. But at the same time, everyone needs to calm down because people are seem to be very ready, and that's the word I want to use here, ready to christen Jason as the red-headed Messiah. And I would just like to remind everyone that he is, in all actuality, the interim red-headed Messiah.
Right, still got that title.
Right, he has not gotten a savior job yet, so, but we will certainly continue. And I do want to say that word, continue, to support Garrett the Red, Garrett Top, the literary Lombardi, the Princeton Parcells. We support him and hope he continues in the good works that that he has prepared for us.
You're not holding out hope for the playoffs, are you?
Well, George, we just want to focus on the next game. We're not talking about playoffs now. I know where you're going with that, and I see it, but I don't. And but we're certainly excited about the Saints game, going up against the world champs in our own house, our beautiful house. That cost me $1 billion of my personal unsecured funds. The house where I will eventually be cryogenically frozen and buried under the star after I die of complications from plastic surgery. But
that's the plan?
The Death Star is kind of my great pyramid, you know. I know a lot of you call it the Death Star, but around here we refer to it as the Great Pyramid of Geezer. if you want, I consider it the ninth wonder of the world. But anyway, I want all the Cowboy fans out there cheering on Thanksgiving. That's this Thursday. Thanksgiving scheduled for this Thursday.
Yes. Right.
And I want you to know that as an owner and as a GM, which I am, of both of those things that I said just now, at the beginning of the season, I circled this game.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I circled this game because I was trying to figure out when Thanksgiving was. I circled it on my calendar, but I want you to, we're going to kill the Saints just like the Romans did.
Gosh.
Do that, and then after the game, we have a big treat for the Cowboy fans. Big treat.
What's that?
We are staging a recreation of the very first Thanksgiving. So we've hired some actors who are going to dress up like good pilgrims and sit at a big banquet table at the 50-yard line.
Oh, neat!
And break bread with some people that we've made to look like Indians, and fans can hang around and watch the play that we have after the game. And so we're going to see them exchange pumpkin pies and canned cranberry sauce. And they'll share a honey baked ham just like they did at the very first one. And then we'll watch as the white man slowly slips the measles into their Indian bloodstream.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you and your family can enjoy watching as the pilgrims gently swindle the land out from under them. And,
how long is this going to take, this play?
It's scheduled to last 7 hours.
Oh, gosh.
It's very complete history, it sounds like.
Yeah. And it's all going to be on the big screen. And I know a lot of the media has been doing some criticism of my giant digi board at my stadium.
Right.
Got them all in there.
But all I can say is screw you.
Oh, okay.
You ain't lived until you watched porn on that thing. Good morning to you.
All right, see you, Jerry. That's Jerry chiming in from Valley Ranch. 850 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We'll try to figure out.